Blessings on you tonight. Blessings to each of you tonight in the name of the Lord. And welcome back to our prophetic prayer partnership. The Lord has been faithful. He has been good. He has been awesome. He has been kind. And I'm so appreciative for the maturity of our prayer partnership that in the times in which I've been ministering and been on the field, serving the purpose of the kingdom, you have been praying for me. And I have felt those prayers, the strength that I have been able to go forth in has been a result of the prayers of my partnership. And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful that this is not just one-sided, but that this works dualistically and that we are able to pray one for the other. It is one thing that when we see someone operating in a light or in a particular capacity, we assume that they don't really need much, right? They don't really need much prayer. But I appreciate the maturity of those of you who remember to call my name out in prayer, because prayer is essential for sustainability and preservation. I am still here today because someone prayed for me. Yes. That song is still ringing true today. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm glad that they prayed for me. Well, it is time for us to go back in to our prophetic prayer partnership, our focus for the month of July. And I really want to take this over with us into the month of August as well. I am really sensing that in this time, people are trying to find the pathway to prayer. And I'm talking about people that even transcend beyond the walls of a church or a Christian allegiance. People are just trying to find a place of prayer. One of the reasons is because panic is everywhere. Panic is everywhere. People are really becoming more and more concerned with the conditions of the world, the state of the world, the direction that the world is going in not just one sector, but in every sector, people are starting to see that it really is beyond praying time. Like, it's never a time where we shouldn't be praying, but there are certain events that happen that captures the attention of the people, making them more spiritually conscious. And so I want to continue to share with you that it is important that if you know anyone who needs prayer, would like to join our prayer partnership, invite them to come on. It is a free subscription. There is no monies asked for or exchanged unless the Lord really leads us in a time of sowing. But it is important for us to lock into a consistency. I was sharing with my daughter, one of my daughters who has been dreaming lately. And within these dreams, it seems as if the Lord has been really sending messages to her as we begin to cipher through those dreams. And one of the things that I begin to share with her is that dreams and visions are a part of giftings that come from the spirit world. But one of the things you got to know about a doorway, is that anything can enter through that doorway. Don't just get caught up in having a gift to dream that you don't manage the consistency of prayer and a consistent and stable relationship with God. This way, nothing else diabolical or dark or demonic, satanic, can enter through that door of the spirit world. Because while you may think you're getting a message from God, it could be something vile, it could be something wicked and evil being induced from that evil space, because it's one doorway and anything can enter through that doorway. I am excited to begin again with you and to continue with you in this time of prayer and in this time of impartation. And throughout the month of July, in the time that we did have our prophetic prayer partnership, we were talking to you all about seeing beyond the moment, seeing beyond the moment. I see beyond the moment. I want to reiterate on something tonight that I believe is going to impact you in a tremendous way. I want to impart into your spirit as it relates to failed attempts. What prohibits us from going forward in the things that God has ordained and predestined for our lives? A lot of the times, we believe that because something is spiritually encouraged or spiritually received, we connect with that word, or we connect with that gift, or we connect with that moment. And when we go forth in it, we start to see some level of failure in it. That when we attempt to do a thing, it doesn't always turn out the way we originally intended or originally expected. And when that begins to happen, it begins to suffocate ambition. It really robs you. It robs you of a willingness to even try and go forth. It happened with Joshua when they were in a particular battle and they lost the battle at Ai in the book of Joshua. That when they lost that battle, Joshua could not handle the loss. He couldn't handle the loss. It happened with David. David, in trying to bring the presence of the Lord into the capital city, it began to be transported the wrong way. It was a failed attempt. Someone died as a result of this failure, and David just gave up on it and dropped the ark in someone else's house. You know, because sometimes failure can just really handicap us to the place we don't want to go any further. We don't want to try it again. Get it out of my sight. Failure bruises the ego. Failure wounds. Failure afflicts. And failure inflicts so much damage to an individual that their self-esteem takes a beating. Their sense of self-worth takes a beating. I don't feel the same. I don't feel the same as I once felt, or I don't think that I am sufficient, or maybe my season is up, or maybe my season is gone. It will even alter how you're seeing in the spirit world. When you have come face to face with failure, anybody on the line know what I'm talking about? If you're listening to me and this is resonating with you, tune in and don't let anything distract you, because I've got a word for you tonight. You would be surprised at how many people are walking around outside of their calling, outside of their lane, outside of their season, simply because they couldn't handle the ramifications or the consequences that came along with those failures. What failure does to the emotional state, the mental state, the spiritual state, and even the physical state of a being can be detrimental. It can break one down all the way to its core. And you just don't feel the sense of continuing. And so you leave that alone and you go to something else, and or you leave that alone and you go to something else, or you leave it alone and do nothing. You do nothing. But I want to share with you that the moment you stop attempting, the moment you stop trying, is the real moment you've been beaten. I need you to hear me. I want to say that one more time and again. The moment you stop trying, the moment you stop attempting, the moment you say never again, that is the true moment when you have conceded and have allowed yourself to be beaten. That's the moment it happens, right then and there. Because a thing is prevailing in the moment, or because something seems to be winning in the moment, doesn't mean it's won. It doesn't mean it has prevailed. It seems like it's beating you, but it hasn't beaten you yet because you're still on your feet. You're still breathing. You're still dreaming. You're still envisioning. You still have a chance. There's grace over your life. The mercy of God is still enduring. So, although it may seem to be prevailing over you, it has not prevailed. Although it seems to be winning over you, it has not won. The only way you've been beaten is to stop trying, to no longer attempt. Is God talking to somebody tonight? Is God speaking to your spirit already tonight? There's still a chance. And I wanted to really communicate this with you. I wanted to share this with you. I wanted to bring this across to your spirit tonight that although there have been failed attempts in the past, and although it seems like there are things that have worn you thin, have worn you down, have burdened you heavily, I want to tell you that if you're still breathing, if there's still life in you, there's still a chance. There's still a chance. Just don't let the failure rob you of your willingness to try. Don't let failure, because failure is very traumatizing to the one who feels as though they failed. Get up. Get up. And here is the word of the Lord to you. Get up. And here is God speaking to you clearly. Get up. I want you to begin to declare that right now. I want you to begin to declare that over yourself, declare that over your situation and over your circumstance. I'm getting up. It was 38 years for the man at John 5 who was at the pool of Bethesda. 38 years. But at the word of Jesus, at the word of the Lord, he made an attempt. I don't know about you, but 38 years is long enough and justifiably so to say, I'm not trying this. I'm not going to do this. After 38 years, I'm settled in this after 38 years. After 38 years, this is my reality. After 38 years, this is my norm. After 38 years, accept me for who I am. After 38 years, there's no need in me trying to go any further. This is where I am. This is where I'll die. This is where it already, it's already established. This is just it after 38 years. But guess what? At the word of the Lord, the man made an attempt. And watch this. No matter how much time had passed, the fact that he made an attempt, you sitting there with your pity party going, you're sitting there with all kinds of defeat in your spirit, you're sitting there allowing all this stuff to sink and settle in your spirit. You're sitting there and you're allowing yourself to concede the battle, to concede the battle and say, well, there's no need in me trying. There's no, I just don't feel it. Every time I try, nothing happens, or things are always going against me. Things are always running against. You're allowing yourself to concede to the defeat of this scenario, of this situation. And you are doing yourself a disservice. Get up. After 38 years, that man attempted a get up. And guess what? He got up. He finally, after 38 years, got up. I want to release on this call tonight that somebody is getting ready to have a testimony of a get up. And I don't care how long the process has been going on. I don't care how many times you attempted and failed. I don't care how much money has been invested and how many tries you have. and everything seems to have prevailed against you. Somebody who is listening to me on this line tonight, and I'm including myself, is getting ready to have a testimony of a get up. And right now, you ought to be praising God in advance for your get up. The cycle of failure for someone who is listening to me tonight, that cycle is ending. That cycle is ending. There's something you're about to put your hands to that you were afraid to put your hands to again, because the last time you did, it didn't span out the way you expected or anticipated. But I'm telling you that the next time you put your hand to it, oh my God, understand that something is bound to transpire, something is bound to break, something is bound to burst open, something is bound to work in your favor. Hear the word of the Lord tonight to you. The only way you're beaten is if you stay down. My God. But if you get up, if you rise from it, if you stand upright, if you declare and decree that I will not be beaten, I went to it, I went for it, it hurt. I was rejected. I didn't get accepted. I was not approved. I tried and I failed in my trying. I got weary. Think about that woman with the issue of blood. Think about her. We often refer to her on these months. And the reason why I often refer to these people is because there's so many different angles to look at these people's lives and their encounters with God. There's so many different angles to look at it. But look at it. The scripture says that after 12 years, she had spent all the money she had on physicians trying to get better. And she wasn't better, she was worse. So you know what? After spending all my money on professionals, doctors, you know what I mean? These are educated people. These are people who are experienced in the area, experts of their area, and they couldn't help me. Well, let me just go home, sit down, and die. No, she heard. She heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus and she got in the press. Because regardless of not having money, regardless of not having good reports, regardless of not having good results, there was still a chance. And that is the revelation of your get up. There's still a chance. You may have been rejected. You may have been denied. I'm telling you, you may have been overlooked, but I'm telling you tonight, hear me as a prophet of God in your ear tonight. There's still a chance. There's still a chance. There's still a chance. So much more God is going to release for you. There's still a chance. I want you to echo the words that have just fallen from my lips. I want you to echo those words in your spirit. There's still a chance. There's still a chance. But Bishop, you don't understand. I've taken medications. I've gone to therapy. I have spent money. I've tried. I've been embarrassed. I've been humiliated. I've been depressed over this, but I'm here to tell you, there's still a chance. Even beyond this moment, there's still a chance. Don't marry this moment. Look and see beyond this moment. There's still a chance. There's still a chance. God is God, and beside him, there is no other God. Can't nobody move mountains. Can't nobody calm seas. Can't nobody turn night to day and day to night. Nobody can do it but God. And if he is the only one that takes impossibleness and make it a possibility, surely he can take your failure and turn it into success. See beyond this moment. Weep if you must, cry if you must, be disappointed if you must, but see beyond this moment, because the thing that you was discouraged about will be the thing that will be a testimony for you beyond this moment. See beyond this moment. This is not the end. This is not the end. This is not the end. 38 years, that man at the pool of Bethesda, 12 years, that woman with the issue of blood. From birth, there was a blind man. There's a moment coming. This is not the end. I don't care how many disappointments you have had and experienced. This is not the end. See beyond the moment. If you were to look at how Jesus rebuked those disciples and kept getting on those disciples, you know what you would have said? You know what you would have said? You would have said, ain't no way he gonna use them disciples. They ain't no good. They ain't fit for nothing. They ain't got no faith. You would be looking at them like, oh no, y'all ain't gonna make it. But guess what? Guess what? Beyond that moment of rebuke, they were being set up to be generals of the faith, founders of the church, to establish the will of God in various regions. Don't look at your failed moment. Don't look at your failed attempt. Don't look at your moment on your season of discouragement and think, well, that's just it, I guess. Ain't no, you know, we do that to ourselves. I'm gonna pray for you. I know you're tired of me talking. I'm gonna pray for you. Praise God. But we do that to ourselves. The moment we get disappointed in something, we start beating ourselves up so bad until it's hard for us to even rise again and see a brand new day. We start beating ourselves up so bad. And I'm telling you right now, don't you beat yourself up another day. Yes, you may have failed in your attempt. Yes, you may have failed in your trying. But guess what? It's not the end. It's not the end. It's not over. It's not over. When our church choir was in full swing before COVID, there was a song I used to love to hear them sing. They used to sing, "It's not over until God says it's over." They said, "It's not over. I put my trust in him, my confidence in him." It is important for you to know this is not the end. And I want somebody that's listening to me under the sound of my voice to begin to declare over yourself, this is not my end. Come on, declare this, declare this, declare this. It's important tonight that you declare it over yourself. This is not my end. This is not my end. Be specific. Be clear. There are 100 of you that are connected to our call tonight. Be clear. Be specific. This is not my end. I'm not done. I will bounce back. I will recover. This is not my end. I'm seeing beyond this moment. Right now, I'm hurt. Right now, I'm disappointed. Right now, I'm kind of sad. Right now, I'm kind of let down. But there's another moment coming. There's another moment coming beyond this moment. There's another moment coming. I want to thank those of you who continuously submit your prayer requests. And I want you to know that I am continuously praying for you. Kanika Jones, Martin Merced, Jaina Thompson, Michelle Tarua, Celeste Johnson, Diane Harsh, Latoya Nugent, Justin Mack, Pauline Evans, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Rochelle Maxwell, Naisha Cooper, Judy Battle, Johnny Stafford, Verna Simmons, Joanna Lewis, Sandra Morris, Chanel Kelly, Harriet Shelby, Patricia Prelo, Diamond Smichael, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Merritt and Taj Mileti Freeman. I'm telling you, even as I'm calling your names, saints, I can feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Monique Holmes, Naisha Young, Redonia Johnson, Michelle Smith, Shanika Muniz, Lorraine Williams, Denise Bryant Brooks, Mary Silvers, Shelley Watson, Patricia Hill, Andre Hill, Ebony Mead, Wendy Scott. I can feel the power of God over your names tonight. I can sense the Lord moving. Come on and let's pray. Father, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the God of all flesh. You are the reason we live, move, and have our being. You are the one that we look to, the one that we lean upon, the one that we depend upon. Father, tonight on our prophetic prayer partnership, our prayer call, we call upon your name. We call upon your name in unison, in one chorus, in one joint effort. We call upon your name. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Your name is worthy. Your name is wonderful. Your name heals all. Your name delivers all. Your name works. And I thank you tonight for those that have connected to our call tonight. I thank you for the power of prayer. I thank you for the power of intercession. But most importantly, I thank you that the prayers of the righteous avail much. You have caused the prayers that have come out of our mouths, the prayers that are resounding from the places of our hearts and our sentiments. They are prevailing prayers. And I thank you that the enemy will not be able to hinder or prohibit or prevent the power of prayer. Father, you said that if we called you in the day of trouble, you would hear us and you would deliver us. I thank you today for the anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm asking that you look on your people. Look on your people, even those, oh God, of us who have not always made the best of choices. Even those, oh God, those of us who have not always come into the greatest of moments. Even those, oh God, who have wasted time and wasted moments time and time again by making the wrong and the detrimental selections and connections for our lives. Father, tonight, forgive us. Forgive us for our folly and forgive us for our recklessness and forgive us, oh God, for our inconsistency. And tonight, my prayer, oh God, is that you would restore. You are the God who is able to restore. Nothing gets beyond you. Nothing gets above you. Nothing gets away from you. You are able to restore. Teach us thy ways. Teach us thy ways that we may operate and function and flow with an excellent spirit. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you begin to settle us, that you begin to settle us in a place of joy and in a place of peace and in a place of understanding. Give us revelation for the times. Give us wisdom. My God, in every place, in every place where we lack wisdom, we are praying for your wisdom, wisdom, wisdom for our health, wisdom for our well-being, wisdom for our finances, wisdom for the functionality of our homes and our families, wisdom for curriculum, wisdom for regimen, wisdom. We need your wisdom, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For we don't know what it is to search for. We don't know what it is to look for. But with you, oh God, with you at the helm, with you leading, with you guiding, with you imparting, we can have the wisdom that we need. Thank you. Thank you that we will not lack in this next hour. Thank you. Thank you that we will not fail in this next hour. We thank you that you are giving us another opportunity, another chance to succeed. Thank you for turning and spinning that block one more time for us. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to rectify and reconcile and rehabilitate. We thank you for the opportunity that you, oh God, are bestowing upon us. It is a privilege. It is an honor to receive your mercy, that when we should have received judgment and have made our dwelling in judgment, my God, you have been merciful. Ah, tonight we want to say thank you for being the merciful God. Thank you, for being the all-knowing, the all-loving God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We defend defy the enemy tonight. We defy the enemy, his influences, his words. We defy his agenda. We defy his plan. The blood of the Holy One of Israel. The Lord rebuke the influence and the words of Satan tonight by the power of God. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We declare that we are the people of God. We are the righteousness of God. We are the intentionality of God, and the gates of hell shall not. We are the church of God, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Father, help us, help us, help us to regulate and to stabilize. Help us, oh God, not to break down, but to build up. Help us, oh God, not to fall apart, but to be mended together. We thank you for the mending, the mending, the mending, the mending. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love your name. We love your name. Father, tonight, we appreciate you. Father, tonight, we bless you. We bless you. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you. Whatever the days ahead will bring to us, oh God, help us to not be stuck in discouragement. Help us to not be stuck in embarrassment. Help us to not be stuck in humiliation. Help us to not be stuck in depression. Whatever the days of ahead will yield for us, Father, help us to find our way. Help us to navigate and to find our way into safe places, safe passages. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Yes, our souls say yes tonight. Our soul is yielded to your word, your way, your will. Father, our souls are yielded to you tonight. We can do nothing without you. We don't even want to attempt to. My God, be with us. Hey, be our shield, our buckler, our sword. Be all that we need, Father. Yes, Lord, guide our feet. Yay, hey, order our steps in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we bless you tonight. We know that what we ask tonight, you hear. And even the things that we did not articulate tonight out of our mouths, you know the very intent of our heart. Go down and minister to the heart. Yelosai, ha. My God, go down and minister to the heart in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody, oh God, is sitting in a place of complacency. Somebody is sitting in a place of discouragement. Somebody is seated there. My God, they don't want to get up from there. They can't seem to find the strength to get up from there. But oh God, you be the strength. Hey, give them the boost that they need. Lift them out of that low place, my God, and bring them to where you would desire for them to be. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare your goodness in the earth. We declare your goodness amidst your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Satan, you back up now. You take your hands off. We have authority in Jesus. We have authority in God, and we declare now encouragement. Bring encouragement to the saints. Build them up, oh God, in that it put a new fire in them. My God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn. Burn in the Omahaya de la Lobosia. Let it burn down in the name of the Lord Jesus, down in their soul. Yes, Lord, until our language begins to change, until our hearts, my God, begin to shift, until our minds are renewed, my God, Jesus, until our gifts are stirred and we are no longer dormant. My God, help that mother, help that father tonight. Yes, the Lord Jesus. Help that son, help that daughter tonight. Yes, the Lord Jesus. Help us, help us, help us. You be our help. You help us, help us, help us. Help us tonight, Father, in the name of the Lord. We are standing on your word. We're standing on your promises. We know that the promises that you have made to us are yea and amen. There is no failure in you. And we declare and decree your goodness. We declare and decree your favor. We thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you will do. We give you praise. We give you glory that we are able to see beyond this moment. My God, we are able to see beyond this particular space and time, that there is a time coming, my God, where we will be triumphant and victorious. Yes, God, walking into the promised land. And we thank you for it even now. We give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. This is my prayer and my decree. Thank God and amen. Why don't you join me in a time of praise? Why don't you join me in a time of celebration? Come on and lift up the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, we bestow the blessings of the Lord on each of you tonight. The fire of the Lord be your portion. We praise God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, join me in that praise. I see y'all praising on Zoom. Amen. I pray that you all are praising God. Amen. On the conference line, we're giving God the glory tonight. Yes, he has spoken to us. Our spirit is electrified. Praise God. We are restored, resuscitated. We have been revived tonight. And we say, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. There's still a chance. There's still a chance. There's still a chance. There's still a chance. I can hear that so loud in the spirit tonight. There's still a chance. There's still a chance. You are days away, moments away, some of you, praise the name of the Lord, from succeeding where you once failed. Oh my God, that's some shouting and dancing material right there. You are days away, moments even for some of you, from succeeding where you once failed. We declare a turnaround in the name of the Lord Jesus. Life beyond this moment. See your life beyond this moment. Let not your heart be troubled. You get up from there. You hear what I say? You get up from there and see beyond your failure. You will succeed where you once failed, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I received this for myself, and I pray that you receive it for yourself. Listen, I want those of you who are connected to our ministry, whether you are connected by way of membership or partnership, if you are connected to our ministry, you are in for the weekly feeding, you are there in the services, whether it be in person or virtually, and you missed out on yesterday's encounter under the open heaven. You weren't out there at the beach park with us because of whatever the reason. But I want to share with you what a time we had. And I want to also share with you, we had an opportunity to yet bring our tithe and our offering. I encourage you who are members to do the very same. And I encourage you to know that I will be in the portal this week teaching Wednesday night for our Bible study. And I will be back in the pulpit with you this coming Sunday. So make plans to join us, and we will be virtual on this coming Sunday. I cannot wait to get back into the Word with you, to teach you on Wednesday, to preach to you on Sunday. I know God is up to something, and it's going to be magnificent, magnificent, absolutely magnificent. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. And remember, the failed attempt is not your final attempt. There's always a chance. God bless and good night.